Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, AEW has beaten WWE to sign some top free agents. There's a bit of a backstage update on WWE potential roster cuts. From there, we're going to talk about AEW concern over travel schedules, collision, all of that stuff. And then, at the end, a little bit of CM Punk, who is pretty much going to be there for Collision's debut episode now. I'm Andy. Adam's not here. No one's here. I'm all on my own once again. But hey, we're going to get through this together. We can do this. We can pull it off. Let's begin this one by talking about Aussie Open. They have signed with AEW, and WWE was actually interested in picking them up at the same time. So it's quite an interesting situation. They are, of course, Kyle Fletcher and Mark Davis. Kyle wrestled Orange Cassidy for the International Championship on last night's episode of Dynamite. After this, Tony Khan hopped on Twitter. He threw up the Is All Elite graphic. You know the score. You know how this company announces signings for both gentlemen. Mark Davis currently injured. He hasn't been around. He hasn't been on the show. But there you go. Aussie Open, one of the top tag teams on the planet, unsigned. Now they're signed. That's nice. Fightful Select actually reported a few hours before this that AEW and WWE were both interested in signing Aussie Open, but AEW in particular were very confident of landing the duo. And this turned out to be correct the same evening. Good stuff. On WWE's interest, apparently Aussie Open had retained a representative for negotiations, and they had supporters in WWE as well. But obviously AEW have gone and signed them now. A bunch of tag team wrestlers in AEW are understood to be proponents of Davis and Fletcher, and the promotion had actually drafted up some short-term creative plans for them prior to Davis getting injured. Mark has a suspected meniscus issue, and him and Kyle were the IWGP and New Japan Strong Tag Team Champions prior to this weekend when they vacated the belts due to that injury. So, yeah, they've gone from a real bummer situation there to a positive one. They've got contracts. That's nice. That's good. They've been working for New Japan without contracts, by the way, just so you know. Primarily with Will Ospreay and his crew in United Empire and all of that stuff. But there's a really interesting note here, and it's just a nice thing to do here as well. Tony Khan is understood to have personally paid for Davis's surgery for his injury before they were even signed. So that's a nice thing to do. Good stuff. Billionaires using their wealth for something positive. You'll love to see it. Of course, paying for wrestling is also something positive that billionaires do quite a lot, because wrestling's pretty good. Don't know if you knew that. I'm a big Aussie Open guy. I've been a big Aussie Open guy for a long time, since they broke out on the British and Australian Indies like 4, 5, 6 years ago, whenever the heck it was. They've risen up. They've had a great year until Davis's injury, of course, and they've really established themselves as one of the finest tag teams on the planet with no caveats. If you might be familiar with the work in AEW, they've obviously done a bunch of appearances, Young Bucks match, stuff like that. But if you've never seen their match with FTR from the UK last year, New Japan, check it out. It's just an absolutely epic, classically formatted, modern-styled tag team match. Track it down, you won't be disappointed. These guys rule, I'm very happy for them. They're very talented, good stuff. And also, of course, AEW contract means they can still work for New Japan, so it's a win-win for them. You'd imagine that WWE's offer was, if they made an offer extending their interest, it'd probably be pretty good as well. But here's where we are. Anyway, let's move on somewhat and talk about potential WWE roster cuts, which has been something of a speculative topic since the Endeavor takeover in April. Well, there's some positive news somewhat on this. Nick Khan, and this is from Fightful Select, Apparently, around WrestleMania season, so early April, Nick Khan, WWE CEO, one of the big boys in that company, told people in the sports agenting world that at that time, WWE were not planning on making any roster cuts. Now, of course, this was almost 2 months ago, and Endeavor have taken over WWE, of course. That situation is that it's effectively a UFC merger. TKO is the new company. Vince is heading up the wrestling operations. But interestingly, like, I don't really know what to make of this situation, because do you trust a high-level sporting executive when it comes to... No! You should never take their word at face value when it comes to bits and pieces like this. They could just go ahead and imagine they release like 20 people right tomorrow. Obviously, I hope they don't, but Nick Khan, it would be water off a duck's back. He won't care. They just say stuff. Also, in mid-April, he said that there'd probably be some budget cuts in some form, speaking with Lightshed Partners. If you look at what Endeavor was able to take out cost-wise from UFC in 2016, or shortly after that deal was done, we have the same expectations here. We think $50 million is a really conservative number. So, expecting some kind of Endeavor trimming. So maybe they've happened already and they just haven't been, you know, made public. Maybe some personnel or some departments that we don't see on TV have felt that, but no indication as of yet. Obviously, we certainly hope that there are no roster cuts in the company. It's unfortunate that when takeovers happen, these things do tend to coincide. I hope they don't, because I don't like seeing people lose their jobs. It's a sucky situation. And everyone should get paid. That'd be nice.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Let's move over to AEW again and talk about the travel schedule. Interestingly, with the launch of Collision coming on the 17th of June, yeah, there's been a bit of concern over speculative scenarios that could see people work two shows a week. PW Torch's Wade Keller came through with a report on this, noting that if AEW and CM Punk were unable to resolve their issues, talk about that in a minute, wrestlers weren't exactly thrilled about the scheduling implications. In fact, one source commented straight up that they didn't sign up to work two weekly TV shows. Now, AEW is seemingly planning some kind of roster split between Dynamite and Collision, so maybe that wouldn't be a factor, but there's more to consider here. Punk expected to headline Collision, Thunder Rosa, Andrade El Idolo. Who else was part of that? Powerhouse Hobbs, House of Black, they were on the poster. Interesting stuff there to consider. Now, Keller notes that AEW may end up opting to have Dynamite wrestlers work dark matches, top-level Dynamite wrestlers work dark matches at Collision tapings if they feel they need to boost ticket sales. And if this happens, wrestlers are a bit concerned about the added travel days. Well, this, you know, wouldn't be as pertinent on the weeks when they opt to tape Collision either on a Wednesday or a Thursday or whatever. But that, you know, most times probably going to be live on a Saturday. AEW coming to Collision, whatever, 17th of June, all of that stuff. I think, yeah, like if you're a wrestler, and I'm obviously not, I mean, look at the actual state of me. One of the big appeals of AEW probably is the more relaxed travel schedule. Obviously, WWE's travel schedule has relaxed a lot over the past few years. It's not as chaotic as it used to be, but you're still on the road for a lot of the week. AEW previously would have been like, hey, you work one day a week, see your family most of the time. Fantastic. If you have a scenario where people are working both tapings, that appeal kind of dulls a little bit. So I'd imagine it would be rare where people would have to work both shows on the same week, but we'll see what happens with the streak. With the split, sorry, and with Collision's launch. Right, CM Punk, I've left him to the end now because, yeah, it's just kind of dragging on a little bit. But he wasn't announced for the Collision debut episode on last night's Dynamite. Simon Miller did a little video on that before the show. You can check that out on the channel. By the way, Ups and Downs is already up for Dynamite. So you can find out what Simon thought of Sabu. I didn't see that coming. And a bunch of other stuff. So check out Ups and Downs. It's already there. It's nice. It's great. It's tremendous. Punk. Wrestling Observer's Dave Meltzer reporting that even though Tony Khan didn't announce Punk for the United Center on the 17th of June, it's pretty much happening. The two sides have cleared up their issues. They've sorted a bunch of stuff together. Final meeting between Tony Khan and CM Punk went well, according to Dave. The parties spoke and all of this stuff, and they actually worked out an agreement as well that means that nobody can speak publicly about what happened to All Out when, of course, CM Punk, Ace Steel, Larry the Dog, maybe had a big fight with the Elite. You know what happened. I don't need to go over it again. Interesting note on Ace Steel. He's going to be working for AEW, but he's going to be working from home, so he will not be at the shows. Of course, AEW let him go following Brawl Out, then brought him back stealthily a couple of months later. Meltzer notes that Steel coming back was a sticking point and among the things that prompted Punk being removed from the Collision announcement last week. So there you go. If you're still on the board when it comes to this stuff, CM Punk update. You know my thoughts on all of this. I won't go over them again. Check out another video. You know what to do. Anyway, let's jump over to our questions from the YouTube community. Tomorrow, community as well. Look out for the post. Probably about 8, 9pm Eastern time. We'll have another one up for tomorrow's questions. But the first question today comes from Jay Gibson, who asks, do you think Solo will turn on Roman and take the titles? Of course, this weekend. Night of Champions. I keep calling it Clash at the Castle in my head. I don't think it's in Wales. No, it's definitely not in Wales. Solo Sikoa, Roman Reigns, trying to do what the Usos couldn't do, regain the tag team titles against Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. I don't think we're going to see Solo turn on him just yet. Although it would create an interesting situation because obviously he's the Usos' brother. He gets the belts. He's like, hey, guys, you want these? I don't know. That'd be weird. I think it'll be a bit more protracted than that. I honestly think that WWE's going to have a bit of balls here. I think Roman's going to lose the match. I think he's going to get pinned for the first time in heavens knows how long. And that'll give Solo, like, even more reason to go, hey, hold on a minute. You failed. You're supposed to be the guy setting the standards. You're the guy ostracizing my flesh and blood, the Usos, for losing. And now you've just done it. You suck. I'm going to beat you up. In the future. I think that's a long-term program, and I don't think you'll see a full-on split this weekend. I could be wrong, but I think they can ride this horse for months and months to come, and I think Roman showing real weakness by taking the pin would be brave, and it would be awesome and really good booking across the board. Our next question today comes from Jay, just the letter J, shout-outs to you, asks, what are the odds that Punk screws the Elite out of a victory at Anarchy in the Arena? Of course, it's the Elite versus Blackpool Combat Club at Double or Nothing this Saturday. I don't think it'll happen. I don't think Punk's screwing anyone out of that match. I just can't imagine them doing a kind of, unless this thing is a giant work, which it isn't, because there's legal documents and, you know, like, every single credible wrestling reporter around has come through with exclusives on this matter. You're not working all of them. It's Punk and the Elite won't be working with each other anytime soon, I don't think, especially not as soon as this weekend. It seems to me that there's probably a few underlying issues that need to be resolved between those parties when they go, hey, let's get on TV and make money together. Now, is it something I want to see? Yeah, hell yeah. I'd love to see the Elite versus CM Punk and his mates. After all we've been through. Sometimes that stuff makes for the best fictional wrestling television. But personally, I can imagine Kenny Omega, and especially the Young Bucks going by reports, yeah, they might have some very justifiable reasons to not want to do something like that. So, hey, unless CM Punk goes into business for himself and is a shoot brother and he just interferes in the main event, real fighting doesn't tend to go as well for him as we've seen. I'm just joking. I love CM Punk. I love all these people. I just want them to be happy and harmonious and wealthy and healthy. That's quite a good rhyme. Final question comes from Azar Musa. I think this is interesting. Asking, is there room for a third major promotion in the market? My short answer, no. No, I don't think there is. Just if you look at what AEW's television ratings and ticket sales and whatever, the TV ratings are still good, right? They're finishing in the top 10, top 5 sometimes. They're going to get a nice big increase on their next TV rights deal if they haven't signed that already. They're in a good place, but they have stagnated to an extent. And there doesn't seem to be... The peaks aren't quite what they used to be. We've settled in at this kind of 0.28 kind of level every single week, it seems. WWE, good place. Ratings positive, attendance is positive. Obviously, they're richer than God. But I don't get the impression that there's much of an appetite for another thing that's going to take market share away from those two companies, particularly with AEW's growth kind of stifling over the past year or so. Hey, look, I think it would be awesome if another billionaire comes through, gives us some other alternative, different type of product, gives people another place to work, gives people another negotiating chip where they can go, hey, I've got two offers, chief, what are you going to offer me? Bargaining tool, all of that stuff. Good, that'd be fun. But I don't think it would succeed. And I don't think there's room for it. Unfortunately, you never know, however. Maybe it'll happen someday. But it would take another kind of billionaire person, like a Tony Khan, to come through, probably. Yeah, there we go. My thoughts on it. What are your thoughts on it? Let me know down in the comment section below. Thank you for joining me for this solo video today. There'll be another one of these tomorrow. Wilborn's off. Fair play. Wish him well on whatever crazy camping weekend he's got planned. You can follow us on Twitter, WhatCultureWWE. Thank you so much for subscribing, clicking the like button. That stuff really does help us. Means a lot. You can follow me on Twitter, meanwhile, at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, have you heard about the lonesome loser? It's me. It's me today. Great. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.